This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. There's growing pressure in what are known as the red zone states to get the upper hand on the coronavirus, with cases rising day by day.
Medical workers in Florida are struggling to keep up with the surge in coronavirus patients.
We don't see it getting any better.
At Jackson South Medical Center in Miami, they're adding extra floors. Along with Florida, Texas and California also reported their highest single-day death tolls since the pandemic started.
I think the numbers are going to look worse as we go into next week.
The governor of Texas issued that dire prediction after hospitalizations in the state quadrupled in the last month. Chris Martinez, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Well, President Trump used Twitter today to continue his push to get schools open in the fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics, which has advocated for reopening, says that decision should be made by health experts and local leaders. And White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy says a New Hampshire rally for President Trump is off, for now at least.
News of the postponement came as the president landed in Florida. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany told reporters on Air Force One that the Portsmouth Airport hangar rally would be pushed back a week or two because of the tropical storm that's tracking into New England. The center of Tropical Storm Fay is expected to skirt New Hampshire, though thunderstorms are expected in Portsmouth through tomorrow morning.
Well, meteorologist Jeff Berardelli has more on that tropical storm as it continues to careen north.
This storm's going to be making its way up the eastern seaboard, producing 3 to 5 inches of rain today and tonight in places like Philly and New York City. Flash flooding is likely. Tropical storm warnings are out for that area.
Well, CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says other parts of the country are bracing for some searing heat.
We're looking at a 118 in Phoenix by the end of the weekend. That would put it as a top five hottest day ever in recorded history for Phoenix. We're talking about temperatures in San Antonio at 105. We're talking about temperatures in El Paso getting close to 110.
Meatpacking plants have been hard hit in the pandemic with thousands of cases, and now a federal civil rights complaint targets two major companies, Tyson and JBS. Attorney Dave O'Brien says it puts focus on the Trump administration's agriculture secretary.
If Sonny Perdue wants this to happen, it can happen because he controls his executive branch, the Department of Agriculture. And if he wants to step up and do something about this, he can. The question is, will it?
The complaint says operating procedures have a disparate impact on Black, Latino, and Asian workers who make up a majority of the production lines. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 208 points. The NASDAQ is down about 2 points. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a young guy, and I think I'll always be on it. Just for me, I'm by myself, so I don't really cook extravagant meals. So I was looking to kind of get a balanced diet, eat the easiest way. But I noticed way more clearer of a head, and I like get out of work, and I still have the energy to hit the gym hard.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code FRUITS.
David Horowitz, author of Blitz, is predicting more protests against President Trump this summer. In Blitz, Horowitz warns Antifa wants to stop Trump. Blitz is already a number one Amazon bestseller. Tune in at 7 p.m. Eastern to Greg Kelly Reports on Newsmax to find out the real agenda of Antifa. Newsmax TV ratings are up 200%. Everyone carries us. DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, UVerse, Fios, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, Armstrong, and more. Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
In Houston, an arrest caught on video did not end like it did in Minneapolis with George Floyd.
The video shows the arrest of a man with a knife, a bystander saying,
"Don't get on his neck now."
The officer explains his knee was on the suspect's back, but he was struggling.
"Help us out! You need some help?"
Yeah. That bystander tells the suspect, calm down.
"Hey, don't do all that resistance, bro. Chill out, bro. Just chill out, man."
As others free his hands so he can be handcuffed, the officer says, thanks for helping.
"I appreciate y'all, man, letting us help y'all."
Ulrich Fields shot the video.
"It was all us together."
Peter King, CBS News.
In Southern California back in June, the hanging death of a Black man was alleged to be a lynching by some who knew 24-year-old Robert Fuller. Now, after an investigation, Fuller's death has been ruled a suicide. Police say they uncovered a history of mental illness and suicidal behavior. Steve Kathan, CBS News.